You Don't Have to Love Your Job to Make It Matter, by Eric Cooper, published on August 12, 2025. At the height of our real estate business, we had over 80 employees and managed more than 2,200 apartment units. We weren't massive by industry standards, but we were responsible for about 5,000 residents on any given day. I'm so proud of our team and the faithful work they did for so many years. When I first started at the company in 2012, though, I assumed we were pretty middle of the road, or mid, as the kids say now. We didn't have the latest tech or all the cutting-edge industry practices. I thought of us as a nice operation, but not necessarily one others would try to copy. Over the last few years, we sold off most of our multifamily portfolio and stepped out of day-to-day property management. Many of our staff stayed with the properties for a while, hoping to keep doing what they loved. But today, almost all have moved on. For various reasons, they didn't connect with the new company's vision or values. We've also heard from residents who miss us deeply. People who wish we could step back in and make things the way they used to be. I've thought a lot about why that is, and I've landed on one simple conclusion. Our team cared. You can find companies that are smarter, better funded, and more high-tech than we ever were. And there's certainly nothing wrong with pursuing excellence, innovation, and the latest tools. We should. But while I know I'm a homer, I've rarely seen a team care as deeply as ours did. In today's marketplace, I'd argue that caring might actually be the most cutting-edge thing you can do. It's certainly the most kingdom thing you can do. Think Rocky versus Ivan Drago. Your slick systems and flawless procedures are important, but they ultimately can't compete with heart, passion, and a genuine desire to honor God, love people, and add value to the world. If I sound like I'm bragging on our team, I am. I'm so proud of the work they did for so many years, and I miss working with them every day in so many ways. Sometimes you don't realize how beautiful a season was until it's over. Do you want to find renewed kingdom purpose in your everyday work? Ask God to help you care more. That alone can put you in the upper echelon of your industry. And more importantly, it puts you right in the center of God's original intent for the marketplace. When we care about the work of our hands, we reflect our Creator's heart to the world. You don't have to love your job to care about its impact. You may not love your job. You may not even like it. But you can still care deeply about the outcomes of your work, because your work impacts real people. The product you make, the service you deliver, the detail you notice or ignore touches someone's life on the other end. And when you do your work as unto the Lord, you're not just punching a clock, you're reflecting His heart for the people He loves. Accelerating the Great Commission through the marketplace, Eric Cooper, The Stone Table.